The tyranny of the blank page when the clock is ticking can be pretty awful. You're likely to be nervous, and if you don't go in with a clear idea about how you are going to organise your essay, it can seem overwhelming. The biggest mistake would be just to start writing without a plan, because the result will probably be disorganised and you'll miss great ideas that you would have had if you'd taken a little more time and followed a route map. Pilots, surgeons and other professionals have something that they refer to as SOPs, or standard operating procedures. These consist of a set of carefully codified guidelines which are to be followed under pressure. It allows them to carry out their duties as efficiently as possible while reducing their cognitive load. They have systematized those parts of their job that can be turned into routines so that they can focus on the unique aspects of the challenge they're facing. In the same way, the route map I'm sharing with you here will serve as our standard operating procedures. It's been designed to give you a predictable and repeatable framework which you can use to prepare, plan, and write your response so that you can then direct your mental effort towards the nuances of the poem itself. In our case, the route map has four staging posts, as indicated below. We'll begin by annotating the question. Then we'll read through the poem once to understand it. Then we'll reread the poem, but this time we'll annotate it in a way that can be converted into a working plan. And then finally, we're going to write our response using a 5-paragraph template, which I've called the Stepping Stone Template.